Palm Beach's only certified two-legged historic landmark is giving a tour of the Breakers Hotel, which Henry Flagler built 114 years ago. James Ponce is 93, a Florida native, and member of the oldest documented family in America, the Solanas. His family also has a link to Ponce de Leon, who discovered Florida and the Gulf Stream. Ponce tells tour guests the current used to be known as the Spanish Main. It helped Spanish treasure ships make their way back to the old world.
Sometime it would be very calm, and after they left Havana, if they could get into the Gulf Stream, they could still make progress.
You're a native of St. Augustine. Your father actually was the undertaker at Henry Flagler's funeral.
I'm sure that was the highlight of his career. He always spoke of it with great pride because Flagler wanted to be taken back to St. Augustine and put in the beautiful, beautiful Presbyterian church that he built there. He died here in Palm Beach. They say people waited up through the night for the passing of the Flagler funeral train, all decked out with black like a head of state it was. When it arrived into St. Augustine, they used to have the roundhouse there. Each of the engines blasted their steam whistle one after the other. And my father said he had quite a time holding Nellie, the horse that drove the hearse.
You're the official historian of the Breakers. What's the biggest change you've seen at the Breakers?
Well, you know, I think the thing that changed the whole lifestyle you see today was the airplane. Before, people packed a steamer trunk. People were perfectly happy to bring their tucks and long gowns. My goodness, when I first came to work at this hotel, a man wouldn't even come down in the morning to the lobby without a coat and tie on.
Was that required at breakfast even?
Oh, yes. But you didn't have to tell people. They knew what was expected of them. I remember they finally went from 6 nights a week in formal attire to Wednesday and Saturday. Then they got to Saturday, and now we have a hard time getting a coat and tie on them to go into our gourmet dining room.
Maybe no cutoffs or tank tops allowed?
That's pretty hard to enforce, actually, because people feel that they're on a vacation and things should be very casual.
Who's the most interesting guest you ever saw?
One of the delights was when Betty Davis was staying here. When she was leaving, they asked if she could leave other than the front door because there were a lot of people to see her off and ask for autographs, and she didn't like that. I met her at the elevator. I'm hoping that she'd say something very Betty Davis, you know. I opened the door and she said, "Thank you." When she got out to the top of the steps, she turned to me and she says, "Oh, how lovely. Black limousines. They've station wagoned me to death since I've been here." Pardon my poor imitation.
If the walls of the Breakers could talk, what's the most interesting story they might tell you?
Oh, I don't know what that would be. I remember once I was giving a tour and someone said, "Well, this late in the season, I guess there aren't any celebrities there." I says, "Well, when we turned the corner, you'd almost think that that was ex-President Nixon talking to Chet Huntley." And I said, "That was ex-President Nixon talking to Chet Huntley."
You were named Palm Beach's only two-legged historic landmark.
That's right. When they got up to number 200 of the markers that go on the houses, the mayor and the town council decided to do something special with it. So they awarded it to me as a two-legged landmark. And they came over here to the Breakers to present it to me. I took one look at it and said, "Oh my goodness, that's the biggest damn tie-tack I ever saw." It sounds good in introduction, you know.
James Ponce, who is retired as assistant manager of the Breakers, has been doing his historic tours for nearly 27 years. For 88.9 FM, I'm Janie Gould.
Now the last man is Pedro Menendez, the ambulance, the founder.